Prime broth. Bone broth is an old remedy for the common cold, but it is also a highly mineralizing, nourishing, and anti-inflammatory food. It is basically just broth made by boiling bones and other parts of the animal that are also rich in nutrients, with or without meat on them. In general, especially for weight loss, Ayurvedic medicine does not recommend eating meat except in the form of a broth, since bone broth is digestible and nutrient-rich. Bone broth contains dissolved minerals that can replenish a malnourished body. The amino acids in it help rebuild muscle and connective tissue. Glycine, in particular, helps heal the gut lining when it's damaged and leaky. And there is even some evidence that glycine calms the brain and increases alertness. It is also a detoxifier, specifically in the liver. The amino acid proline, also in bone broth, may help clear the arteries of deposits and clean the blood. Finally, the marrow from the bones is easy to absorb and is a dense source of nutrition. A lot of people who are overweight are also malnourished. We have to fix that, or the body won't have the nutrients necessary to heal properly in stage 3 of the prime. Prime broth is one of the best ways to reverse malnourishment. A special note to vegetarians. I get a lot of pushback about prime broth from my vegetarian and vegan patients. The concept can be tough for them, and I totally understand this. It was certainly tough for me at first, too. I had been a vegetarian, and I didn't like the idea of eating animal products. Because of my digestive issues, however, my own Ayurvedic physician recommended that I start bone broth to help me heal my gut. I protested for almost 2 years until I realized I really did need the extra support. Finally, I relented at the constant insistence of my Ayurvedic physician, and the effects were profound. Today, I would say I'm 90% vegan. The only exceptions are lassi and ghee. You'll learn more about those later in this book. And prime broth when I'm feeling depleted. I especially use prime broth as medicine when I travel because it takes a lot out of me. I only make broth from humanely treated animals, raised organically, and before I drink it, I say a